Now I'm just standing at the top of the stairwell at PyCon UK with Nicholas Radcliffe. Nicholas, just give us a little plug for what you do.
Hi. I'm a consultant. I have a company called Stochastic Solutions, which is really just me at the moment. Works in predictive analytical software, optimization, that kind of stuff mostly.
So if it's just you, plenty of scope to grow in size there?
Yeah. Potentially, yeah.
We've just been talking about the impact that the BBC B and the Computers in School project had. Were you one of that generation that the BBC had an impact on? The BBC
Yeah, B? I absolutely yeah. was. I got into computing at school actually on a Research Machines 380Z. But the first computer I ever owned was a BBC Micro. Model B, which was a fantastic thing. I used to write software for my local education authority.
So happy memories.
Very happy memories. I wrote despite the fact I kind of hated the 6502 assembly language,
right.
I wrote unbelievable amounts of 6502 assembly code on it, and it was a fantastic system.
And if you could go back and change anything, would you have chosen a different computer at the time, or are you so glad you found...
The only thing I would change is I would have preferred the BBC Micro if it had a Z80, not a 6502, because
right.
I found the 6502 a really limiting instruction set.
Uh-huh.
But the architecture of the device, of the machine, was fantastic. The fact that you could go in and open it up, the fact that I could go in and I could add ROMs to it, add EEPROMs to it and things, program
it. It was a real hobbyist-type machine, wasn't it? There was no barriers you could...
Yeah, and very. Yeah. In fact, as we were talking about just before we started, I think one of the things that is difficult today, or seems difficult today, is just to get people started really doing things like putting graphics on the screen and stuff like that. The windowing system somehow seemed to make all that much more indirect and much harder, whereas back in those days, you know, you could, I forget what it was called, but the sort of basic text mode, the
that's
teletext
right.
type
yeah.
mode,
yeah,
you
yeah,
could just
right.
poke
yes.
characters
yeah.
into the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Even the high-res graphics, you know, you picked your mode and then you kind of had a pixel buffer. And it's very hard to get that level of direct access. So I think it's harder for kids these days to get started.
So you definitely feel that the BBC project had, you know, had a big impact on you, and it's left this legacy now of programmers sort of in the 35 to 50 age group. You'd agree with that?
Yeah. I feel like in Britain, you know, the BBC Micro played a similar and maybe even stronger role to the role that the Apple II played in the US.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know, it was fantastically affordable, relatively speaking. I think it would even the Model B with its 32K, right, was, what, £399 or something?
That's right. You seem to think, though, that the introduction of Windows and graphical user interfaces is in a way, sort of disengaged people from wanting to learn how to program.
I feel like... It's much harder for people to get started. The fact that in the old days, you know, everything came with some kind of BASIC, and that was what you had to do. So to start with, you know, people just tended to get programming more. It's funny, we're at PyCon, and I guess I feel Python is probably the best modern equivalent of that in the sense of something that's easy to get started with. But I still feel that if I think about how easy it was for me as a kid to get started... you know, drawing graphical programs, plotting graphs, all that kind of stuff. I feel there is tons more to learn now to make that happen, even in Python today, even using... Well, you know, what are you, the first thing is the choice, right?
Yeah,
what are you
using?
Are you going to use TKinter? Are you going to, you know, do it on some operating system-specific thing? Like, you know, are you going to use the Mac windowing system with Quartz? Are you going to use... I mean, even within that, you know, if you choose a Mac, which of the five systems are you going to use to do it?
Okay, can I ask one final question? There's a bit of a hot topic at the moment. Do you think the children should be taught programming or computing in schools?
Yeah, I certainly think schools have a very important role to play in facilitating that. Whether it should be taught exactly or more just facilitated, I'm not sure.
You think there's a danger of force in every child to do, but you think maybe encouragement and providing opportunities?
I think one of the problems is just there aren't many people who even know how to teach
right.
it. So I think the kids will probably do better if they're just given stuff and resources.
And let them get on with it themselves.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you, Nicholas. Enjoy the rest of the conference.
And you. Cheers.